Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is June 2nd, 2 Corinthians 3. Let's get to it. How do you know if you're qualified as a minister of the gospel? What would you put on your resume? How would a particular congregation come to know that you are capable of handling the Word of God and that you're prepared for the responsibilities and privileges of the office of pastor or minister? In our culture, the credential is easy to recognize. It includes a degree from a recognized institution. The industry standard is an MDiv, a Master of Divinity, which is typically 3 years of full-time study after completing a liberal arts degree in college. So 7 total years of education. A college degree, traditionally anyway, involves a total of 120 academic hours of study. And then a MDiv requires an additional 90 hours, plus field experience. Now, if you really want to gain professional level trust, then a doctor of ministry would be the professional standard. A DMin would historically then require about 60 extra hours after the seminary. We would also expect that the education for any degree in ministry would include an internship or supervised field experience of some sort. In short, earning a DMin is pretty much the equivalent of earning an MD as far as experience and academic hours. So would you trust somebody who claimed to be a doctor but they didn't have the academic degree from a recognized school for you? No, in the same way, ministry. Okay. Another important part of preparing for ministry would be receiving ordination. The elders who know you best come and lay hands on you. Maybe it's your home church, maybe it's where you're currently serving. In any case, they lay hands on you. They sign a piece of paper, and now you're ready to go. Ministry, here I come. But Paul would likely not have gone through such steps. He tells the Corinthian believers that his credentials are not on paper at all. So how today do we go about hiring someone who was qualified for the office of minister? I think Paul would say, ask about the person's converts, who has been discipled and brought to maturity because of that person's influence. I'm saying that all the academic rigors and practical experience are good, but they're simply not as necessary as seeing the fruit from a life. All right, well, in Paul's day, a person would bring a letter signed by the proper person of authority commending him. That was similar to our diplomas that would be displayed on a wall or something. It has the signature of the official people at the school. Well, as a Pharisee, Paul would have received a letter from his teacher Gamaliel introducing him and giving whoever might read the letter his credentials. So Paul would carry that letter. That was his built-in credential authority. In more recent times, your ministerial credentials are found in the letters that come after your name, and the signature verifying it would be the name of the school that issued those degrees. But Paul says that the letter is best written not so much by your spiritual father, but by your spiritual children, and the children who come from them, and so forth. Paul would say, what's the fruit that's come from your life? Or he might say, what does your letter say? That letter that you carry with you everywhere you go, and who signed that letter? Here's how he words it. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. So Paul would say that any letter he might carry from his mentor Gamaliel, which gave his academic credentials, were life-shaping, but meaningless. Paul would say any degree he had earned is meaningless, having been a chasing after wind. But he would say, look at the church here. They are my letter from Christ showing the result of my ministry. So I'll ask you, young adult, what does your letter say? Who wrote it and signed it? Husband or wife, what does your letter say? Who wrote it and who signed it? Father or mother, what does your letter say? Who wrote it and who signed it? Or to put it a different way, when your life is over and you come to stand before the judgment seat, who will be there at your side to vouch for you and say, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for this person? Slightly different again, who will be there to greet you and thank you and say, I watched your life closely and I modeled myself after what I saw. Or I heard about you from one of your spiritual children. They said so many things that they had learned from you. May God give you spiritual credentials for today and a spiritual legacy for the future. Amen.